Especially welcome the visitors who help fill our benches this morning when things are a bit emptier than sometimes. I invite you to join in meditation and worship this morning, Psalm 71. So I invite you to turn to Psalm 71 and follow along there. As happens in many of the Psalms, David or others freely speak what they're thinking and feeling, their emotions, their fears, their concerns. But I'm blessed with how many times, even in the same psalm, that after they've expressed those things, they come back to the truth of God's sovereignty or his presence or some attribute of God that many times David and others come back to the greater realities that kind of help put what they're experiencing or what David's experiencing in perspective. Where is our trust this morning? And where am I placing my trust? Where are you placing your trust? I'd like to start with the first five verses of Psalm 71 and notice what David says about hope and trust. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. Deliver me in thy righteousness and cause me to escape. Incline thine ear unto me and save me. Be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandment to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. For thou art my hope, O Lord God. Thou art my trust from my youth. Recognizing God as our ultimate hope and trust. Let's like to sing song number 938, My Hope is Built on Nothing Less.
I dare not trust the sweetest frame.
praise God for his redemption and the solid hope that we have in Christ. David's response next goes to his own recognizing God as creator and as creating him in his mother's womb. And then his response to that is more praise. Let my mouth be filled with thy praise. So verse 6, by thee have I been holden up from the womb. Thou art he that took me out of my mother's womb, my mother's bowels. My praise shall be continually of thee. I am as a wonder unto many, but thou art my strong refuge. Let my mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy honor all the day. Sing song number 102, Hallelujah, Praise Jehovah.
Is exalted, and his name.
last part of that last verse talks about the kings of the earth, all people, princes, judges, young men and maidens, aged men and children, all being called to praise. And the next section in Psalm 71, Psalmist is expressing his, I think, some fear of the future and his own, what he thinks be his strength lagging as he grows older. And I want to say that I think we all recognize how many older brothers and sisters we've lost the last several years, and I think sometimes, well, I know I've taken those many people for granted, and I think sometimes we don't realize that until we lose them. But a call to all of us to value each person, whether young or old, and a reminder to those of you who consider yourselves older, I'll let you decide who you are. We need you, and we value you, and the body of Christ needs older brothers and sisters who love the Lord. But David says here, I'd like to read verses 9 to 18, and he references, you know, what's going to happen when I get older. And then where his strength lies as well. Cast me not off in the time of old age, forsake me not when my strength faileth. For mine enemies speak against me, and they that lay wait for my soul take counsel together, saying, God hath forsaken him. Persecute and take him, for there is none to deliver him. O God, be not far from me. O my God, make haste for my help. Let them be confounded and consumed that are adversaries to my soul. Let them be covered with reproach and dishonor that seek my hurt. But I will hope continually and will yet praise thee more and more. My mouth shall show forth thy righteousness and thy salvation all the day, for I know not the numbers thereof. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only. O God, thou hast taught me from my youth. Hitherto have I declared thy wondrous works. Now also, when I am old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not until I have showed thy strength unto this generation and thy power to every one that is to come. He expresses those fears, those misgivings about the future when he grows older, but then he comes right back to God being his strength. Continue in the strength of the Lord. Then verses 19 through 24, Psalmist again turns his attention to the righteousness of God and praise of him, to rejoice in song and into gratitude and to a commitment of speaking of God's righteousness to others. Thy righteousness also, O God, is very high. Who has done great things, O God, who is like unto thee? Thou, which has showed me great and sore troubles, shalt quicken me again and shalt bring me up again from the depths of the earth. Thou shalt increase my greatness and comfort me on every side. I will also praise thee with the psaltery, even thy truth. O my God, unto thee will I sing with the harp, O thou Holy One of Israel. My lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing unto thee, and my soul, which thou hast redeemed. My tongue also shall talk of thy righteousness all the day long, for they are confounded, for they are brought unto shame that seek my hurt. May we unashamedly speak out for the Lord this week. Tell others of our hope and trust in God. And I challenge others to place their hope and trust in God and the salvation he has so generously provided for us. I'd like to conclude this time here with singing song number 657. I have a song I love to sing.
Number 6.
Unashamedly live our lives this week in gratitude for that redemption. Let's kneel for prayer. God, you have given us so much, and we thank you for your redemption this morning. Thank you for your greatness, your goodness. Thank you for being a God that can handle our hard questions and our times of doubt. Thank you that you can handle those things. Lord, I pray that this morning's service could be a time of encouragement, a time of growth, a time of conviction. Lord, whatever each one of us needs, we want to draw near to you. We ask you to draw near to us. Ask that your Spirit would be present in each part of the service. Thank you for the psalmist's reminder that you are with us, and we have a solid hope and a solid trust that we can place in you, not because of us, but because of who you are. We commit this service to you and pray that you would be honored by it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks, Keith, for leading us in worship and praise this morning. Truly, we have a lot to be grateful for in our hope. It's time for Sunday school. So children's teachers may be dismissed at this time. Thank you. All right, and the children may follow. This morning, we have some unforeseen things coming up for the ladies especially. So we have three different classes that are dispersing this morning. It would be Miriam's and Marietta's and Frida's classes will all be dispersing. So just my rough estimate here, we'll actually probably end up with some regular size classes anyways. We're glad for all that have been able to make it. I'm not sure which class was in the kitchen, but because of the carry-in, that class is moved out. So if that's one of the dispersed classes anyways, then great. Okay, somebody's nodding. So thank you for rolling with the punches there, and we wish all of you a good Sunday school time. We welcome the cast volunteers. So there's two men's classes in the basement. There's one in this room, there's one in the anteroom, and there's two in the sanctuary. So just follow along and feel free to join in. You may be dismissed. Thank you.